All right. Hey, I want to make a comment on from last week, just partnering with God. And kind of as I read through everybody's assignments and commented and sent them back, made me think about something. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get in trouble. And so, you know, we want God to get us out of trouble, but we, of course, want him to do it our way. And that's what there's this guy. It's just interesting. There was this guy in the book of Acts, if you take a minute to look at it. And he saw the apostles doing all this really cool stuff, people getting healed and great things were happening. And it was like, and this guy, his name was Simon. And he says, hey, can I give you a few bucks and you give me what you got so I can go do these cool magic tricks that you're doing? What he didn't realize is what they were doing wasn't magic tricks. And then if you read the history of the apostles, they had some pretty, they went through pretty severe things in their lives, but all through it, the Lord was with them. And then the other, the verse that always, that comes to me, or the passage that comes to me is Isaiah 55. When it comes to partnering with God, because he says, Isaiah says this, he says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. And I know you know, we don't want to consider ourselves wicked, but without God, that's what we are. And the unrighteous man his thoughts, let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And then, it goes on to say, and this is the Lord speaking, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You see, when we make that choice, when we say, yeah, I want to partner with God, everything changes. I know I commented to one person, I think I said, it's not all about me, but it is all about me. Because that's what God wants to do. If we want to right the ship in our companies, it's all about you changing. It's God working and changing you. And as he changes you, it changes your company. It changes your family. It changes everything around you. It changes every interaction. And that's partnering with God. Because then he has an original blueprint that we're going to hear about today that's laid down before us. And it's our choice to walk that path or not. And it's not an easy path. We read all over scripture. It's not an easy path, but it is the worth it path. It's the worth it path. Let's pray as we go into the day. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be together, gather together, be on the phones in so many different places, so many different backgrounds. So many different companies represented here, but as Patrick said this morning, millions of dollars on the phone. And then we can be so busy with those millions of dollars, we don't have time to sit, listen, learn, and to have good direction for our companies as we desire to partner, to do things correctly, and to see that really that original and glorious blueprint that you have for each and every one of us to live and to walk in. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you. And we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. wow. You know, Jacob and Esau, you know, they were both rascals, quite frankly. But there's a scripture that will blow your mind in the Old Testament. It says, after, you know, time, but Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. And you go, what? You go, what? Because it says in the book of Hebrews that he says, see that no one fails to attain to the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble. By it may you become defiled. That no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau. And what did Esau do? He sold his birthright for a single meal. And that'll kind of blows your mind. For a single meal. He was hungry. He sold it. He gave it all up for another loan. If you want to put it in 21st century CEO terms, he gave it all up for a little bit of property, a little bit of prestige, a little bit of whatever. He gave it up. He sold it. You know, and to think we could ever stand before God and he say, you know, you sold it. You sold it. What'd you do that for? Because he says in Jeremiah 29:11, many of you on this, I know you know the scripture. Because what does God have for us? He said awesome things. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for a welfare, not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. That's what we have, a future and a hope in Jesus Christ. He says, then you will call upon me, come and pray to me, and I will hear you. And you'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. That's awesome. That's awesome. But we can, Jacob was a rascal, but you know, he wanted what God had for him. And so he had to go through a few things and learn a few lessons along the way, like we all do. But he wanted that blessing. He wanted that original blueprint, and God got him, put him there. It took a minute, but he put him there and he got it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that you do have a plan and a purpose for our lives. We're not just here to see what we can gain, see what we can gather up, see what we can do for ourselves. But Lord, we're here for relationship with you. And we thank you for the beauty of a relationship with God that comes in the book. It does say, you know, as Patrick said, yeah, that book speaks to you. For it says there in Hebrews, for the word of God is living, it's active and sharper than any two-edged sword, because it cuts to the depths of our hearts and our souls. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for the book. We thank you for this time this morning as we get on with our day. We have chores. And we heard that we have chores to do today. We can be about the chores of what you have for us. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.